T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I'm not sure what Wojo's more excited about, spending 4 hours in a locked room with Stoney, Valenti, Sully, Hatchett, and Roberto, or the prospect of Russell Westbrook coming to the Detroit Pistons, or as Wojo likes to call him, Wussel Restbrook. But Wojo joins us now, as he does each and every Wednesday, except for last Wednesday, on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Hello there, kids. Well, 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 they promised me this afternoon the door would not be locked.
Locked.
So I can escape if need be.
No. Locked. Locked and loaded.
No, and the other thing, why can't I pronounce Wussel Westbrook?
I don't know.
Wussel Westbrook.
No. Both of you try to say it 3 times real fast.
Russell Westbrook.
Jamie?
Russell Westbrook.
You're going too slow. That's not fair.
Russell Westbrook.
Listen, we all have things we can't say. I've always struggled by saying Saturday Night Live. I just stumble over it for some reason.
I struggle with the word available. But you know who's available? Wussel Westbrook.
Well, you went all in today in the Detroit news about Russell Westbrook.
It's weird because sometimes in his past, he would always go for, he'd rip me, rip you, whatever, for going for style over substance. But then at the same time, he's a superstar suck up. So he's the suck up of Russell Westbrook.
No. But he's style and substance, Tony. He's one of the arguably top 15, you could say top 10 players still in the NBA. No, style over substance would be Zion Williamson and people thinking he's going to be the greatest thing ever, okay? Russell Westbrook has substance. And let me make this clear, as Woja begins his campaign, and Stoney, you know this, and Jamie, I believe you know this too.
No.
I am a superstar suck-up, let's say.
Right.
I do believe that's not the only way you win in sports, but to me it's the most interesting way, okay? Which is what made the 04 Pistons so unique. We get that. But very rarely, even at a fairly significant cost, does a team like in Detroit, the Pistons, get a chance to get a superstar. Go ahead and run down the list of the superstars that have signed of their own free will with the Detroit Pistons. Go!
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So you have to kidnap them. And I know kidnapping is a federal offense from what I understand, so we'll call it you have to trade for them. And I would not give up everything, because here's what I don't think people realize. Oklahoma City doesn't have any leverage here. And you know what? If they ask for too much, you walk away. You're the Pistons. No. We're not giving you Kennard and Sekou and a number one pick, okay? No, forget it.
I would.
Huh?
You wouldn't do that trade?
No, not, and the salary? No, not those three.
Okay.
And the salary? Don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I'm not going to be ridiculous about it. And people think Miami is going to, well, does Miami, A, have enough to really make a fabulous bid, and B, do they really want to do that? How many suitors are there going to be? Be patient. I'm going to tell Big Ed at Stefanski how to handle this. Be patient. Drive a hard bargain. If the price comes down and that shiny car sitting there in the lot is still sitting there in a little bit, then maybe the price is worth it.
Let me ask you a question. Is the car, look, selfishly, I think it would be great. It'd be a lot of fun. There'd be a buzz in the building most nights. But that shiny car, is it still as shiny as it was 2 years ago? And don't give me the whole triple-double. That's because that's selfish stat padding.
Well, no car is as shiny as it was 2 years ago. I heard the same damn thing from those people like you and everybody
those people.
Else who told me Blake Griffin was broken down, and why are they bringing this broken down has-been to town, and he had the best year of his career. There is something about these guys late that they want to reclaim their legacy or rebuild their legacy or whatever. And I'm not guaranteed. Listen, it's risky, no doubt. No guarantee. But Russell has one of the great competitive flares in the NBA has ever seen. And I think that meshes with Blake Griffin. How many times do we say last year, Blake Griffin, he looks like he wants to win, so he's trying and didn't have the P. Russ would fit in my mind, perfectly with that.
My only thing, Woj, and I actually really do see both sides of this argument. I understand.
Oh, I do too, actually.
I understand the pragmatism of it doesn't make any sense financially. It cripples the team. And I understand your point, which is, you know, why not get a star when you can get a star knowing he's not going to come here via free agency? The thing that scared me, and I said this on the radio yesterday, is that it reminds me a little bit of when Dumars got Iverson, and it seemed like the reasoning behind that trade was, why not? And that ended disastrously for the Pistons. They have not won a playoff game since. This almost seems like you're saying, you know what? It's not going to work the other way, so why not?
No, I'm not saying, and believe me, I thought about the Iverson thing too, but that truly was a why not, and he truly did have almost literally nothing left, which we didn't realize. But he had off the court things going on. I mean, should have seen those red flags. Everybody should have, including Dumars. To me, this is not why not. This is, listen, is the best plan, as I argued with Bogey for the last three days, is the best plan to draft the Greek Freak at number 15, sure, and then get another steal in the second round and build, and then when you can strike, okay, fine, but no plan has to follow the exact same path. When an alternative plan presents itself that I think is pretty damn intriguing, you could, what would they be blowing up? What would the Pistons be blowing up to get? Oh, no! So we didn't get to see Sekou develop, are you really going to stop that trade because of Luke Kennard? I mean, has he become that valuable in your mind?
Well, he's not that he's become that valuable, but in the way the NBA is right now, you have to have shooters, and as good as Russell Westbrook is, and he's still really good, he's, you know, diminished a little bit, he can't shoot from the outside worth squat.
Oh, then, I know, but he's like a top 10 player in the league. Like, you don't get to pick the perfect player.
I know.
And you don't get to pick the perfect time to get the player. Like I was arguing with Bogey, he can't shoot. I said, okay, yes, you're right. If he could shoot, he would be the greatest player of all time. Okay? So that's why you could possibly get him, and he does everything else very well. And I just go back to when an opportunity presents itself, and it's a, Jamie, I totally get what you're saying. Is this a fake opportunity like Iverson or a fake opportunity like Ben Gordon or Charlie Villa? No, I don't. And it's not even a fake opportunity like many say Blake Griffin is or was. And as a matter of fact, because they traded for Blake Griffin, that makes it imperative to get somebody else. Because Blake Griffin has what? Two good years left, maybe?
Well, how many does Russell Westbrook have left?
What, Russell?
Yeah, how many does he have left? That's the other thing that scares me a little bit.
I mean, what?
Even if...
Is that you're going to be paying for, kind of like Miguel Cabrera, you're going to be paying for a guy for the next however many years.
It's not even that. It's even if he's as good as Wojo hopes he could be, what's the end game? I mean, what's the best they could probably be? A fourth seed?
You don't look at the finish line. Here's Westbrook, and now here's your team for 4 years. What are they going to win? Well, no, you add things as they become available. And maybe the Pistons would be a more attractive team, not even for a free agent, but for a sign and trade if they have a great twosome and throw in Drummond as a threesome and they, you know, I don't know, get into the top four or five.
Westbrook's so loved by other players he's played with.
Oh, people say that about tons of players.
I think the thing that supports Wojo's argument here is you take a look at Milwaukee, okay? 3 years ago, Milwaukee was nothing, and nobody thought anything of Milwaukee. This year, they had the best record in the NBA, right? Definitely the best in the Eastern Conference. Now, Giannis is the biggest part of that, but Chris Middleton, when Chris Middleton got traded to the Bucks, nobody here was lamenting the loss of Chris Middleton, and nobody in Milwaukee was celebrating the arrival of Chris Middleton. Great players can make other players better. That's the thing,
too. Here's the other thing, Jamie. You are brilliant from this regard, because Milwaukee is the perfect example. Milwaukee, small to mid-market team, has done everything right. They've drafted well. They got the Greek Freak. They made some smart under-the-radar trades. And, oh, Malcolm Brogdon, one of their better... Nope, he's ready to go. He bolts. He signs with Indiana. You can't... It doesn't... That's what happens now in the NBA. Guys don't stay... Russell Westbrook is a dinosaur in that regard, 11 years in the same place. They go, poor Milwaukee has done nothing wrong, and they just lost one of their better players, Brogdon, for nothing. Look at what Toronto did. They had some nice players and stuff. In one very brief window, a player became available for 1 year by the name of Kawhi Leonard. I'm not saying Westbrook would have that impact, but they leapt for it. They jumped for it because those guys don't become available very often to a place like Toronto or Detroit.
And let's say one more thing. And I have not seen this name mentioned at all in this conversation. Maybe you mentioned it, Woj. I don't read your column much past the opening headline. Dwayne Casey, right?
No, yeah.
Russell Good Westbrook point. Has played for Scotty Brooks and Billy Donovan in OKC.
Yeah.
Dwayne Casey has a better reputation for getting through, getting along with being a player's coach than those two guys do.
Dwayne Casey, and that's also, though, to be fair, I don't just, like, beat down my side of the argument. Now, that's also an argument why you should keep going with young guys like Sekou and Kennard and the like, because he could mold those. But to me, and that's why it's a risk, but to me it's overshadowed by, and it's not the name, and I don't care. I didn't mention. I'm not mentioning for 1 second. Hey, it'll sell more tickets. Hey, that's a byproduct of it, which it would be. Fine, but that would not be my motivation. Might be Tom Gorse's motivation partly, but not mine.
All right, what's your motivation for spending 4 hours with Stoney today?
Those people?
A sixth seed going up against Kawhi's laugh in the Boat Guy region.
No, Jamie, have you seen, because me and Stoney revealed the brackets on the crazy
We talked about it already, yes.
Yeah, did you pick a sleeper winner?
No, we're going to do that coming up next, actually. We'll have our full tournament preview coming up next.
Okay, I will tell you in the Mike's Money region, the number 4 seed.
Okay.
Sully's song about Bangkok. I'll tell you, watch out.
Thank you, Woj. Enjoy the broadcast today. We'll all be listening, all right?
There
he is.
Woo-hoo!
The Stoney and Wojo Invitational.
See you too.
Will take place today at 2 o'clock with Valenti. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.